Disgraced longtime United States gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Moments before his fate was sealed, the serial abuser addressed his victims.
Your words these past several days, your words, have had a significant emotional effect on myself and has shaken me to my core. I also recognize that what I am feeling pales in comparison to the pain, trauma, and emotional destruction that all of you are feeling. There are no words that can describe the depth and breadth of how sorry I am for what has occurred. An acceptable apology to all of you is impossible to write and convey. I will carry your words with me for the rest of my days.
Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Rosemary Aquilina questioned the sincerity of Nassar's apology before handing down his sentence.
As much as it was my honor and privilege to hear the sister survivors, it is my honor and privilege to sentence you. Because, sir, you do not deserve to walk outside of a prison ever again. You have done nothing to control those urges, and anywhere you walk, destruction will occur.
The sentence caps a remarkable week-long hearing that brought more than 100 victims to the Michigan courtroom. A former sports doctor for Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics, Nassar pleaded guilty to 10 counts of sexual assault against girls and young women in his care. His victims included Olympians, college athletes, and the children of family friends. Judge Aquilina sentenced Larry Nassar to 40 to 175 years in prison.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I've just signed your death warrant. I find that you don't get it, that you're a danger. You remain a danger.
The 54-year-old was already serving 60 years in prison for separate child pornography convictions. Many survivors and their families who sat listening in the courtroom shed a tear when the sentence was handed down. One survivor, Kaylee Lawrence, thanked the judge for her decision.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for Judge Aquilina and all the work that she's put into it and the team who's put into it. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I've been crying all day, but I'm so happy.
Another survivor, Kylie Stevens, shared her relief that Nassar's decades of hidden abuse had been exposed.
He's going away for a really long time. He's not practicing medicine anymore. He's not fooling anyone anymore. I think all these little girls grew up to strong women that really rocked his world.
Rachel Den Hollander was the first woman to come forward publicly as a victim of Nassar's abuse in 2016. She was the last survivor to offer her victim statement at Nassar's sentencing hearing.
At age 15, when I suffered from chronic back pain, Larry sexually assaulted me repeatedly under the guise of medical treatment for nearly a year. He did so with my own mother in the room, carefully and perfectly obstructing her view so that she would not know what he was doing.
Ms. Den Hollander criticized the authorities she believed helped to cover up reports of sexual abuse in gymnastics.
I did not know that at the same time Larry was penetrating me, USAG was systematically burying reports of sexual assault against member coaches in a file cabinet instead of reporting them, creating a culture where predators like Larry and so many others in the organization, up to the highest level coaches, were able to sexually abuse children, including our Olympians, without any fear of being caught.
To end her sentencing remarks, impassioned Judge Aquilina called on future victims to speak out and help put a stop to child sexual abuse.
1 in 10 children will be sexually abused by their 18th birthday. 1 in 7 girls, 1 in 25 boys by their 18th birthday. That means that in the United States, I'm not talking about any other country, but in the United States, 400,000 babies born in the U.S. will become victims of child sexual abuse. It stops now. Speak out like these survivors. Become part of the army.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.